Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We encourage you to give us a call, and that way we can work together to solve any problems that you may have. Also want to say a special hello to all the new listeners at WEZS, 1350 AM in Laconia, New Hampshire. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Give us a call. Okay, lots to do in the garden. Main thing is watering. Main thing is deadheading and getting rid of the faded flowers on your plants. And if you need some additional help, go to my website, which is paulparent.com. P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad. And you can sign up for a free newsletter. It comes every single Thursday. There's no charge. And I try and do three different stories for you that will help you with your garden. I did a story this week about liatris, a great tuber. It looks like a small bulb that you can buy in the fall or the spring. Cost you about a quarter, and the clump will get bigger and bigger. The bulb will multiply in size, and it will grow about 2 feet tall, maybe a little bit bigger. And it's a spike flower. And what I like about the liatris is it flowers from the top, working its way down. So what happens is, as the flowers begin to go by, you take your pruners and you cut off the top, and that way your garden always looks nice. Now, plants like glads or snapdragons, they grow in a spike. They bloom from the bottom up. So what happens is, as the flowers fade, the bottom of your spike always looks messy. Top looks beautiful, but the bottom looks messy. Liatris dies from the top down. You break or cut off the top, and your plant always looks beautiful. Just one of the things we talked about. Also about a grass called Leotrup. It's a grass that was primarily grown in the south. There are varieties that are winter hardy in the northeast in a colder climate. Has a blue flower in the late summer. And it's used in what they call zero landscaping. You can plant it in mass plantings and beds. And once it's caught, it requires no maintenance. Very little feeding once a year, a mowing in the spring to rejuvenate new foliage, and no mowing, no insects, no disease. Great looking foliage, and there's even a green and white variety of this ornamental type grass. So check it out. Go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and if you like what you see, there's a whole archive full of older stories that we've written every single week, and we will continue to write. So check it out. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Gene from Maine with a question about inhibiting growth.
Gene, good morning. How can we help you out today?
And thank you. I have, about 8 or 9 years ago, I planted a number of cedars. They were about 3 to 3.5 feet tall at that time, and to act as a screen. Now they are almost 6 feet tall. And I've been trimming every spring, but I trim not enough, maybe. And I would like to keep the cedars about a height of 4.5 to 5 feet. And I was wondering what I could do to reduce the height of these cedars without hurting them. Thank you.
Okay. What you can do, you can prune them back lightly now. You don't want to do a major pruning at this time of the year, because what will happen is the plant is basically done growing for the year. So that if you take the plant and you cut that top off, you're going to have a plant that has a flat top, unless you planted them close enough to create a hedge or a barrier. So cut them down to the size that you want.
Okay.
Right. So instead of taking 2 feet off, take off a foot, but try not to make it look like you've pruned it heavy, because you're going to end up with sharp corners, a flat surface. In March or April, even early May, before the new growth starts, you could take that hedge that you're trying to create, cut it back to 4 foot, round up the edges of the plant to make it look more natural, and then feed. And what will happen is new growth will come out of the center, and you won't have a lot of dead looking wood on your plant, because the new growth will be like fur developing on that plant. And it will hide all of your pruning, keep the plant soft looking and more natural. But for now, do some selective pruning and it won't be a problem. But in the spring is when you can really hit it back hard. I've taken arborvitae that were 10 foot tall. I wanted them 6. I took 4 feet right off the plant, rounded up the edges to make it look more natural, fed them, they made some new growth, and they looked absolutely beautiful. And now we shear them once a year. They stay at that exact size, but they rounded looking. So you have to say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Okay? Grab your loppers, get out there, do it, give it a shot of fertilizer, and the plants will respond and look absolutely beautiful and do what you want, which is to give you privacy. Give you a noise barrier. That's what you bought them for, that's what you planned them for, and that's what they will do. Okay? But do it lightly now, because if you prune it back too hard and you have a lot of brown edges, you'll have to look at it until the new growth develops in the spring. Then, in the spring, whack it back hard, and they'll come right back for you. Great question. Very, very timely. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bernie from Cape Cod with a question about potatoes.
Bernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, how are you this morning?
Great, and yourself?
I'm terrific. I love listening to your show. I catch it every week. And you've been a big help to me over the years.
Thank you.
My potatoes, every year I have the same problem. Actually, I get two questions, and they're similar. My onions do the same thing. They plant the potatoes, they mound them up, and then about the 1st of July, the vines all flop over, and then they start to turn yellow and die off. What am I doing wrong?
When you mound them, are you feeding them again?
Yes.
Okay, because they do need to be fed about 3 times a year with a general-purpose granular fertilizer. You can use 10-10-10, 5-10-5, or you can use something like Plant Tone, which is a slow-release organic. Potatoes are plants that when we do get into some heat, they do like additional moisture. So that will help. We're coming up on a break. Bernie, you hold on and we'll get that second question for you.
Have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 20th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $1,578.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,618.64, $809.32 for a half ounce, or $404.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,618.64, $809.32, and $404.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Bernie about potatoes. Now, it could be also be, Bernie, that you have a fungus that's attacking the foliage. So I would get a product like Serenade. I would give them a good spraying with it. Repeat it about a week later, and a combination of the feeding and the Serenade should end the problem. In my garden, my potatoes, for some reason this year, I have been hit, and I have sprayed weekly with the Colorado potato beetle, and I kill everything, and then within a week, they're all back again. I've been spraying and spraying, and my foliage is looking in really bad shape, but the potatoes are beginning to form. I fed them again. I've remounded, and they are beginning to make some additional foliage. So keep the foliage clean, but try a fungicide to prevent the yellowing. Now, what was your second question?
Well, on my onions, I use onion set, Paul, and I plant them just, you know, like a thumb deep. And
yep,
they grow fine, and then as they get taller, they flop over. Am I not planting them deep enough, or what's happening to them?
Onion set should be put into the ground about an inch and a half deep. But I'm going to tell you something, Bernie. I want you next year to try half onion sets and half onion plants. And you will be amazed at the difference in the production of your plants. My dad always grew onion sets. And then one year he decided, I'm going to try growing some from seed. The ones grown by seed developed onions in the fall that were twice the size of the ones grown by sets. Now, my garden right now, I have yellow onions, red onions, I have a big onion called Kelsey, which is going to be as big as a softball. It's not a winter It's not a winter keeper, but it's an onion that I cook with. I make spaghetti sauce with it. I freeze it. I also have leeks and shallots in the garden. But I'll tell you that my onions grown by seedlings will outgrow the bulb. And on the average, when I grew them by bulb, my onions would grow about maybe 3 inches. The onions that I grow by seedlings, and you can buy them at your local garden center, I go to a nursery in New Hampshire, and I buy all my onion sets there. And the name of the place is called Lake Street Gardens in Salem, New Hampshire. And they have all kinds of onions. And I'll tell you, my red and my yellow onions for the winter will get between 3 and 6 inches in diameter, grown by these little tiny seedlings that are about as big as a toothpick at the time of planting. I space them every 6 inches, and every year I say it looks like hair. And right now they are 18 inches tall. The base of the stem is over an inch in diameter, and they are growing like crazy. So I've eliminated bulbs. A bulb is an onion that they grew by seed. The onion gets to the size of your thumb. They spray the entire bed to knock the plant into dormancy. The plant goes dormant. It dries out. They harvest the crop, they bag it, put it in cold storage, and ship it. So there's a delay. Try it by seedlings. I guarantee you. And my Kelsey's right now are over 3 inches in diameter. By August, will be 6 to 10 inches in diameter. And they're a nice mild onion.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit of flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we've had some periods of really dry weather lately, and had a lot of emails and quite a few callers of people telling me that the animals are beginning to come into the garden, and knew there was a problem until this past week. I was cleaning up around my vegetable garden, took some debris into the woods near my garden, and about 15 feet into this little wooded area was a large doe munching on the greens growing wild. So I knew it was just a matter of time that it would leave the woods and come into the garden. So I thought I'd make a call. Gave a call to a good friend, Dave Cutterback, from the Deer Scram Corporation, and want him to give you some ideas on how you can prepare for the eventual invasion of rabbits and deer coming into your garden. If we don't get some rain soon, their natural food will be gone, and your garden will be the place that they will head to. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Terrific. And yourself?
Oh, just fine. It's sunny and a good day for gardening, and the deer are hungry. You're right.
They sure are. Tell us about Diascream, how to apply it, and why it's so unique and how it works.
Well, it's totally organic. It's a granular product that you simply apply by sprinkling as a barrier strip around your garden, the beds, shrubs, flower beds, even potted plants, to prevent deer from getting near those goodies. It works by smell. It's natural smells consisting of spices, animal byproducts, together which are offensive to the deer, and it simply keeps them away. Good news is, too, it doesn't wash off with any rainfall, and it doesn't deteriorate through heat or natural conditions for up to 30 days under almost all circumstances.
Oh, wow. So one application around the garden will last for a whole month.
That's correct. Sometimes even longer.
Sometimes even longer, depending on temperature and rainfall, I'm sure.
Sure.
Now, being that it is organic, it's something that we can use around edible plants without any problem, right?
That's right. It's labeled under the USDA program along with the EPA for organic gardening use.
That's terrific. Now, I've had a few people that have called me, and the deer are coming in and they're nibbling on their fruit trees. How would you protect your fruit trees from deer damage?
The best way to protect fruit trees using Diascream is to apply the product around the outside of the overhang. In other words, your branches that are projecting out from the trunk, apply the Diascream around the outside of that. It may be wise also to consider, with fruit it might be difficult. Probably Diascream is the best. Sometimes there are other sprays available that can protect the trees when they're younger. It's always best to use any repellent, including Diascream, before they start those nibbles, if you see them in the area. Just like you just said, you know they're coming, so prepare for the inevitable. The deer are especially, as you pointed out, Paul, they're especially interested in your garden now that it's drier because of those tender, fresh shoots. They're going to get nutrition. It's moist. It's green. That's highly useful for their systems. So they're going to move away from the grass and the other plants in the woods and in the fields and move to the highly nutritious material, plants, flowers that we plant.
Yeah, last year I wasn't paying attention at the end of the season and drove by the garden one night on my way home, looked at the garden, and the deer had come in overnight and eaten all the foliage off my Brussels sprouts, and figured, well, maybe they'll just eat the foliage. That will be the end of it. I did not treat it, and I had some of your product in my garage, and about 3 or 4 days later went back into the garden to do some cleanup and realized that they were now eating the actual Brussels sprouts. I applied the Diascream around it, and the feeding stopped.
Well, you're a good example of why to watch a little early. We try to encourage folks to understand the behavior of deer. They will come. They do live where we live. They're not afraid of our dwellings. They're really not afraid of us the way they seem to have been in years past. And applying before you get the problem is the best way to do it. I had the same situation with my hosta this year. I was a little too brave, and the nibble started, and I was a sorry person.
Yeah, because once they get in there, they just love it. And I had a woman that said that she had a 4-foot fence, and she thought that the deer couldn't get in. But I remember talking to some friends who live in Vermont, and they had a 6-foot fence, and the deer jumped over it like they were playing games. So a 4-foot fence will not keep out a deer.
That's correct. The our recommendation for folks who do have the opportunity to fence is you really need 10 feet. You might get away with 8 feet. I have seen a buck from a standing position leap over a 7-foot fence. And we've sold an awful lot of products to folks who have hoped to protect their property with 5, 6, and 7-foot fences. And they have. They protected their property against small deer. All they have is large bucks and big does that have come over those fences. So fences can work, but the best thing is to use a biological repellent that will just keep them away. They'll learn not to come in. If the deer sense or smell something or are afraid of something, they will become accustomed not to go there, especially if they still smell, which of course is their strongest sense. If they still smell something they really dislike, they will learn to stay away. They'll eat in other areas of the neighborhood, of the woods, of the environment around them.
Okay, now, the other rodent or animal that's coming out is the rabbit. The rabbit is really getting aggressive right now, and even woodchucks that were a little bit aggressive earlier in the year are now getting very, very aggressive. What do we do for these two animals?
Well, for rabbits, we have a specific problem called rabbit scram. Now, rabbit scram is similar in composition to deer scram because for reasons I can't explain, the two species of animals, although very different, are disturbed or upset by similar smells. But the balance of formula is different with rabbit scram. It's balanced for a creature that's closer to the ground, that will hop up and then start eating both flowers and vegetation. Rabbit scram is also applied around and can be sprinkled in and among your plants, in your beds, in your vegetable garden, and in a strip extending around those beds to prevent them from coming in. Woodchucks, well, this is something we've got a test, some testing products under development. We're getting good results, but we haven't released that product yet. Folks can look for it next year.
Now, I know that you did release last year and the year before two wonderful products that have had great results, Dog Scram and Cat Scram. Tell us about those two products.
Well, a lot of our customers and folks we meet through online contacts and in business across the country have complained that neighborhood cats, or sometimes in some areas, feral cats, have come into their gardens, their yards, and use them as their outdoor, well, sanitary facilities, let's put it politely. For that problem, we designed another natural, totally organic product that carries smells that cats don't like. And Scram for Cats, again, is safe, natural, organic. It's a strong smell, and certainly it is for the cats. It's sprinkled inside the garden area where the cats have been using your garden spot as their place to relieve themselves. The area needs to be cleaned first. Cat Scram is just sprinkled on the area. It will keep them away. Scram for Dogs operates in a similar fashion, whether dogs are using, urinating, using the area for making yellow spots or digging around edges. Your own dog digging around edges of the yard can be, well, sort of shifted to another location. It's the smell of these two products that each of the of our pets, our pet bases don't like. They're different because they're designed specifically for the creature. There are dog and cat repellents available. We focused each of these two specific and designed them specifically for a dog and for a cat.
I use your cat repellent in my vegetable garden. I had a problem. I have a neighbor. He's got a heart of gold, but his cat, I'm telling you, there are days. And he will come into the garden in the early spring, use it as his litter box. And if it's in the walkway, I can deal with it. But when it's in the middle of a planting of beets or carrots or lettuce, it really disturbs me. And this year, I planned early. I treated those areas and had no damage at all. I also had a problem, Dave, last year where the cat was coming up against the house. My house, the front, faces south. So that during the winter, the ground up against the house does not freeze. And the cat was coming and using the front of my house in the garden bed as a litter box.
Oh, dear.
I sprinkled the cat scram right around the foundation, and it totally stopped. So I was very, very pleased with the product. Now, can you tell us about your website where people can go and get more information?
Certainly. The place to go to find us is our company, Epic. Epic Repellents, E-P-I-C, repellents.com. If you sell, or simply search for scram for cats, scram for dogs, any of the pests you have, and add scram to it, and you'll find us. But EpicRepellents.com is the place to go to get all the products that are available. And, of course, Paul, as I've told you before, and we've talked about, all these products are natural, are safe, and they are fully guaranteed.
Wonderful. Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We will talk again real soon. Thank you.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug. Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com. I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lorraine from New Hampshire with a question about Black Beauty soil.
Lorraine, good morning. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I've called you many times, and I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
I have two questions. What has to do with Black Beauty grass seed that I planted in one area last year and a second area this year? Two different bags of grass. And the other one has to do with my Rose of Sharon tree.
Okay. What's happening with the grass seed? What's the problem?
Oh, well, I'm very disappointed. For years I've been using Rebel, but I cannot find it. But I've heard you talk many times about Black Beauty, so I got a bag last year, and I planted an area where I had a stump ground out, and it came out beautifully. But this year, I have nothing but yellow, dead-looking grass, where it is surrounded by nice, bright green grass.
Okay.
Now, the one that I planted this year, I had to have some excavation done, and I planted the Black Beauty, a different bag, like I said, and I did it exactly the way that I've been doing it for years. I planted the grass seed, and I used the starter fertilizer, and I used lime, and I cover everything up with straw. And the grass started to come out. It was coming out, but I had a lot of weeds, but I suspect that came with the new loam that was put in.
Right.
And now I have just yellow. Whatever is not a weed is the grass, but it's just yellow, straw-like. And Everything else is the is nice, bright green grass. I must have done something wrong, but I don't know what.
Have you been watering on a regular basis?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have been watering because the rest of my grass is healthy and green.
Okay. I will tell you that the yellow where the stump was is caused by some of the wood chips. See, when they grind that stump, they break it up into chips, okay? Mm-hmm. And if they don't remove all the chips and they just cover it over with soil, the wood chips in the ground begin to rot. And they mm-hmm. begin to break down. Well, it takes nitrogen to help with the breakdown process. So the rotted wood chips is stealing the nitrogen out of the ground, preventing the grass from getting it. So I would fertilize that yellow grass and just get some Miracle-Gro. Give it a good soaking with the Miracle-Gro, and I'd be willing to bet that within a week or 10 days that yellow grass will turn green again. But as wood chips break down, they need nitrogen, and nitrogen is what makes the grass green.
Okay,
now what was your second question?
Well, what about this year's grass that's turned green also? Am I going to put the Miracle-Gro on that also?
I would give that a feed. See, a new lawn requires more feeding than an established because you've got a young plant and the root system has not matured yet and it should be fed three times, maybe even four, until it gets caught. Once it gets caught, then it's able to get the moisture that it needs and the fertilizer that it needs a lot easier. So feed them both, give them a good drink, and the color will return.
Okay, very good. I will do that. Now, what about the weeds that have grown in between the grass blades? I have a lot of crabgrass, and I do not want that to extend to my good lawn. That's right next to it.
Okay. As long as the grass has been planted in the spring, like in May, you can buy a liquid crabgrass and broadleaf weed killer made by Bonide or Bayer and go to any garden center. They have a killer for crabgrass and broadleaf weed.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.